Test 82, Section 4, Question 19. So this says, the reasoning in the argument is flawed or most vulnerable, so what's the flaw? At Flegco, awesome name, all employees whose work involves lifting heavy objects wear back belts to prevent back injuries. So if you lift heavy, you have a back brace, back belt. However, a study found that Flegco employees who wear back belts are more likely to suffer back injuries than employees who do not wear back belts. Okay, so they're more likely to get it. And this suggests that back belts do not help prevent back injuries. Okay, this shows up all the time. So this specific flaw, the fact that they are wearing back belts indicates that they're lifting heavy stuff. And it seems likely that people who lift heavy things are more likely to get back injuries. So A, compares the incidence of back injuries between two groups who probably do not have the same risk factors. Yes, that is exactly what we're looking for. So I would take A and jump, but we'll look at the other ones. Fails to address the possibility of Flegco employees are more likely to wear back belts than are employees who perform similar tasks in other corporations. We don't care about other corporations. Takes for granted that if a factor is associated with an increased likelihood of a certain effect, this factor must causally contribute. No, it doesn't. This isn't a correlation causation thing. Confuses a claim that the phenomenon does not causally contribute to a certain effect with a claim that the phenomenon causally contributes to preventing that. No, it doesn't talk about them causing back injuries. And then E, fails to address the possibility, even if a factor sufficient to produce a certain effect is sufficient, its present may not be necessary. This is not a bad if then, and so A would be our best answer.